What's up, and welcome to the Brightwell Podcast. This is a brand new podcast, and we're not exactly sure where we're going to go with it, but we're excited to have you along with us for the ride, so thanks for joining us. My name is Steve Rio, and for the last number of years, I've been obsessed with how we can optimize our performance and our wellness at work. And when I talk about work, what I'm really talking about is just whatever we are most passionate about and what we are trying to do with our lives. And so this podcast will be specifically focused in on how we can increase our productivity, our creativity, our mindset, our ability to generate incredible ideas, and how to be a top performer in whatever it is we're trying to achieve in the world. And so I hope you enjoy it. We'll be trying out a number of different formats, some of them short form ideas, some of them interviews, perhaps some longer form stuff. Regardless, what we can promise is that it will be focused on performance and wellness, and it will be focused on making you the best version of yourself. So thanks for listening and enjoy. Hey, what's up? This is Steve Rio from Brightwell, and I wanted to share something that I was just thinking about this morning, a reflection I had based on a conversation that came up in one of my meetings. So this morning, we were on a call with a group of my colleagues at Brightweb, and we were talking about, we started the call with an energy check-in. So we check in with a one word open to say how we're feeling and an energy level check. 1 to 10. And one of my colleagues, I don't remember what the exact word was, but basically what she was expressing was kind of feeling completely frazzled by her morning commute. And she lives in New York and has to commute, commutes on the train. And so for anyone who's done that before in New York knows that it can be smooth and fairly painless, or it can be a complete nightmare and you never know what you're getting. And so this particular morning, her 15-minute commute turned into a 45-minute commute. You're kind of, often when this happens, you're stuck on a train and the train stops, and it can stop in between stations. So you're underground, it's pitch black. You have no connection to let someone know if you're going to be missing a meeting or being late for a meeting. It can be a very panicky feeling. And if you're at all claustrophobic, that just kind of compounds the whole thing, because you're stuck on a train in a tunnel in the middle of two stations. And so she went through this, and it kind of threw off. And basically, this was hours later, but her day was still feeling out of sorts. You know, it's like, and we've all experienced that where, you know, no matter what you try to control, as much as you try to control your morning and set a morning routine, hopefully you're setting morning routines, and we'll talk more about that deeper into these podcasts. But, you know, as much as you can try and control in your morning and have a nice smooth entry into your work day or your day in general, you know, there's always going to be those days where you just can't control something and it's at it, you know, and things fall apart in the morning. And that could be, you know, maybe something falls over in your bedroom and wakes you up unexpectedly way too early and you can't get back to sleep. So you're just feeling tired. Maybe you spill your coffee and you're trying to rush out the door, but you need to clean it up, or, you know, whatever it is. Maybe you kind of have a kind of a strange conversation with a spouse and it throws you off, or whatever it might be, right? The important part is to get back on track as quickly as possible. Now, this is what elite performers do. You know, in whatever circumstances they're in, whatever is thrown at them, they're able to reset and clarify what they're trying to do and get, you know, get back in a positive mindset. And mindset is just absolutely critical to being productive, to being creative, to being a top performer, no matter what you're doing, whether you're a musician, athlete, salesperson, like whether you're a public speaker, like whatever you're doing, you need to be focused and in the zone. And it's really easy to get thrown out of the zone first thing in the morning, especially when you haven't, you know, necessarily fully woken up. You're kind of, you're still in that state in between two phases of sleep going into your day. And so I thought I'd just share three super quick tips on things you can do to kind of reset. And there's lots of things you can do, and these are fairly easy ones. And I'll maybe try and order them by level of easiness, but I might mess that up. First thing I'd suggest you do is creating a playlist of your uplifting music, whatever is your favorite songs that just pump you up. Now that could be, you know, rap music or electronic or rock and roll, metal, whatever. Maybe it's classical, whatever it is that gets you, you know, really in the zone, whatever makes you feel really good. So maybe you think about that song that you love, like maybe you're out dancing and that's that one song. If it comes on the dance floor, you just got to dance. Or maybe it's just some song that every time you hear it, you got to sing along, or you got a big smile comes on your face and you just start, you know, bobbing your head along the music. You need a playlist of those songs at, you know, ready to deploy in these moments. So first thing I'd suggest is put together a playlist. Doesn't even need to be that many songs, just your top 5 or 10 songs that are your go-to pick-me-ups. And just bang a few of those songs out. And the important thing is to use that as a moment of meditation almost. So think about it as you put that song on, you put your headphones on, you close your eyes if you can, and you just focus in on the music and you just get into the vibe. You just allow that music to pass through you and really get fully invested in the song. It might only just take one song, it might take three, but I think that has been a great way when I'm waking up, even if I'm just waking up and I'm feeling a little low energy or feeling sometimes I, you know, I deal with a little depression here and there, and I wake up and my mood is just not in the place I want it to be, and that can be a great way to reset and recharge. So that's the first thing I suggest. The second thing I would suggest is taking a 2-minute meditation break before work. So if you're stuck on this train, perhaps if you're on the train, it might be actually an opportunity to do that meditation in that moment. It may also feel like you're crammed in with 1,000 other people and you can barely move, and there's just no way that's going to happen. So as soon as you can, you sit down somewhere. Sit somewhere where you can sit comfortably, safely, and you can close your eyes. But there's a lot of meditations you can do with your eyes open, and just do a 2-minute breathing exercise. So lots of ways to do a quick meditation. There's great apps like Headspace or others. That's a great option. They have lots of 2 and 3 minute meditations, so they're guided meditations. Or just sit down and focus on your breathing. And one really quick way to relax yourself and focus on your breathing, a breathing exercise you can do is what's called the basic idea of it is that you breathe in, let's say for a count of 4, you can count as you're breathing in. So when you're breathing in, it's... So that was about a count of 4 for me. And then breathe out for double the length of time that you breathe in for. So I'd do a count of 8 to breathe out. And do that very mindfully and quietly, like clear your mind and just focus on your breath and breathe in and out and do 5 big breaths like that. Just that motion. So first off, that breathing style will actually relax your nervous system. So it has a physiological effect. And the act of focusing in on your breath will calm your mind and allow your mind just a moment of reset. So it'll allow some subconscious processing. It'll allow some clearing. It'll just allow a moment of chill. And that can go a long ways in sort of resetting how you feel. The third thing I'd suggest is, you know, hopefully this comes right after your 2-minute meditation and listening to your favorite song. Maybe you do all 3 of these, right? But the third thing I can suggest trying is sitting down somewhere again and just considering there's 2 things I'll suggest. One is sit down and consider 3 things that you're really excited about or grateful for right now. And they don't have to be what's happening that day. They could be something that you're working towards. It could be a date you have coming up on the weekend or an activity you're going to go do. Could be a vacation that's coming up. Could be somebody in your life. Could be the weather. Anything. Just think about things that you're grateful for or that you're excited about. Maybe you're excited about a new skill you're learning. And just when you're thinking about those things, visualize them. So if it's an activity that you like to do, visualize yourself doing it. Visualize the surroundings and the feeling and all of the circumstances of that. If it's somebody, visualize how they look when they're looking at you. Visualize their smile, whatever it is. Visualize that person. And if it's something, you know, just visualize it. And if it's something you're working on, visualize the outcome of that you're excited about. And that is a that can have a huge transformational effect on how your psychic state, your mental state. So thinking about things that you're grateful for or excited about, and just, it may feel really forced at first, but by the second thing you're thinking about, and by the third one, you'll notice a change right away. I truly believe that. So I think that's a great way to do that. The other thing you could try, if thinking about three things you're grateful for or excited about doesn't work, is thinking about what is the most important thing to do today. Why did you wake up today? You know, asking yourself, why am I up? Why did I commute in the first place? Like, what am I trying to achieve today? And why is that important? And just answering that question for yourself. What am I trying to achieve today? What's the most important thing I'm trying to achieve? And why is that important? And that can really help you sort of reset, because what's interesting is that when you kind of get beat down by, you know, something that's happening around you or your own mental state, when you're just feeling low energy or your mood is low, it's hard to feel motivation. It's hard to feel excited or feel willing to press forward. And so the way to get through that is to think about, why are you doing what you're doing? And like, you know, so what it is you need to get done today and why you're doing what you're doing. And so those are a bunch of things that I do when I'm having those kind of mornings. I think that they could really help. I hope they do. I'd love to hear if anybody wants to share what they're doing to get out of those mornings. I'd love to hear it. You could tweet at me at Steve Rio, or you could just leave comments for us here. So thanks so much. Have a good day, and be well. Hey, this is Steve again. First off, thanks for listening to the episode. Your time and attention are the most important things you spend, more important than money, more important than really anything else in the world. So thanks for spending it with me. Before you go, though, a really quick request. So one of the things I've committed to with Brightwell is to really minimize the amount of digital noise we make on social media and on the internet. We preach a lot about, you know, reducing the amount of distraction in your life so that you can focus on the most important things, and we don't want to be one of those distractions for others. So what that means is for others to find out about what we're doing here at Brightwell, it's going to require your help. So if you don't mind, please share this with your closest friend, or maybe some family members, or your friend, or your team at work, and let them know what we're up to if you think this would be helpful to them as well. We really appreciate it. It goes a long way. So thanks so much for considering, and we'll see you next time.